試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2022年度第3回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has three parts. All of the questions in these three parts are multiple choice questions. For each question,Choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part one. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question.For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now, we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Hi, Ron. Why are you sitting there? Where's the new receptionist?
She called to say she'll be late.
Again? That's the third time since she started. What's her excuse now?
She said her babysitter hasn't turned up yet.
I know she has her problems, but it can't go on like this. I'll have to have a talk with her.
Please do. I'm tired of filling in.
Question. What is the woman going to do?
Number 2.
Tim, I'm concerned about your performance in my science class.
Didn't I pass the test yesterday?
No, and you've missed several assignments.
I'm sorry. I've had to work late every night this month at my part-time job.
Well, we need to solve this problem.
Okay. I'll talk to my boss about cutting back my hours.
And how about coming in for extra work before or after school?
Thanks, Mrs. Roberts. I'll be here early tomorrow morning.
Question. What conclusion can be made about the student? Number 3.
Hey, Dave. You look down.What's wrong?
Well, mostly. It's just that I'm not enjoying my job.
Have you thought about doing something else?
Yes, but I haven't been able to find anything that pays as well. With the kids almost in college and the house payments, I can't really just quit.
I hear you. Well, I hope things work out for you.
Thanks, but right now I'm not very optimistic.
Question. What is the man's problem?
Number 4.
Morning, Fiona. Coffee?
Make it a big one. I was working on a project report until midnight last night. I can't believe I'm here so late every day.
Didn't they warn you about the overtime when you interviewed?
Well, they sort of did. What really bothers me, though, is that every time I think I've achieved my targets, my manager changes them.
That's corporate life. At least you have summer vacation to look forward to.
Yeah, I hope they actually let me take it.
Question. What is the woman's main complaint?
Number 5.
Dad, I want to go to grad school straight after university. Maybe I'll do a master's in psychology.
That's a big commitment, and it doesn't sound like you have a clear plan. How about working for a few years first?
I'm afraid if I don't do this soon, I never will. I'm worried about the cost, though.
I've told you I'd help with that, but I really think a year or two in the real world would give you valuable experience.
Okay. Let me think about it a bit more.
Question. What does the man tell his daughter?
Number 6.
Shelley, personnel asked me to remind you the deadline for enrolling in an insurance plan is tomorrow.
I know, but I have no idea which one's best for me.
They're all described on the company website. Why don't you look there?
I have, but it wasn't very helpful. I find all the different options so confusing.
Maybe you should have someone in personnel explain the choices again.
I guess I have no choice.
Question. What will the woman probably do next?
Number 7.
Happy birthday, Kimiko.
Farouk, there you are. I was getting worried you wouldn't make it to the party. Did you get lost?
Sorry to be so late. No, your house was easy to find. Actually, I felt a little drowsy, so I pulled off the highway for a short nap. The next thing I knew, an hour had passed.
Well, I'm just glad you made it here safely. How was the traffic?
Not as heavy as I'd feared. Is it all right if I sit down?
Of course.
Question. Why did the man arrive late?
Number 8.
Honey, look at Jason's report card. He's still struggling in math.
I guess I should start helping him with his homework again.
I think it's past that point now. We need to seriously consider getting him a tutor.
We're already paying so much for his private schooling. Shouldn't his teachers be doing something about it?
I understand your frustration, but I think some one-on-one time in another environment would really help him.
I just hate to think of spending even more money right now.
Question. What does the man think?
Number 9.
Hello, Michael. How are you liking your new position? I hear it's been keeping you on the road quite a bit.
Yes, I've spent more time abroad recently than I have at home.
I envy you. I'm tired of going to the office every single day.
Well, even though I'm traveling, mostly all I get to see is the inside of hotels and factories.
I hope you're not regretting changing positions.
No, things should settle down soon.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 10.
Morning, Deborah. Hey, are you okay?
What? Oh, sorry, Stan. I'm just in a bad mood.
What happened?
I got confused while transferring at Baxter Station and almost missed my usual train. It's like a maze now because of the construction.
They're doing major renovations, right?
Yes, and the directions for passengers were unclear. I never thought I'd get lost in the train station I use every morning.
How long will the work continue?
Until the end of the year. I guess I'll have to get used to it.
Question. Why is the woman in a bad mood?
Number 11.
Have you finished that book already?
Yes. Since I turned 50, I've been trying to read more for mental stimulation. I want to stay sharp and alert.
That's great. Lately, all I ever read are boring work-related documents and manuals.
That does sound dull. These days, I'm mostly reading historical fiction, although sometimes I try to read science books for general audiences.
Maybe I should start reading some fiction as well, before I forget how to enjoy a book.
Question. Why is the woman reading books?
Number 12.
Which trail should we take, Jack?
Trail A looks like the easiest one. The cable car carries us halfway up the mountain, and then we hike for about an hour to the peak.
How about something more challenging? I think we could handle climbing the whole way.
I don't know. All the overtime I've been working recently has really cut into my workouts. I'm not sure my legs will carry me all the way up.
All right. Trail A it is then.
Question. What do we learn about the man?